gentlemen.
Chevy, Tim Campbell at the Winnipeg Free Press.
Go ahead, Jim. Hey, guys, you know what? Let me just, for a second, let me all start off with something. Tim, I'll go to you next year. But just off the top here, you know, this is a very, very exciting time, certainly for our franchise, you know, to relocate our American League team back to Winnipeg. But I'd like to really start off with, you know, truly from, you know, from everyone at True North Sports and Entertainment, would love to thank, you know, the city of St. John's, you know, Glenn Stanford for the just exceptional job that that they have done in hosting our American League team for the time that they had. They received it under very quick circumstances and has been a model franchise, you know, for everyone. So Glenn Stanford, Danny Williams, all your staff, city of St. John's, people of St. John's, we you know, we in Winnipeg hope that, you know, you guys will remember us, you know, fondly, and came close to winning the championship there, and, you know, certainly have served us well there. So, Tim, I'll open it up to you.
Chevy, would you outline maybe the most important thing or two it was for you to get your team, you know, not just back to Winnipeg, but closer to Winnipeg?
Well, right off the top, the simple part of it is, you know, the logistics of it. You know, in the American Hockey League, you know, everyone talks about, you know, the schedule and the practice time and you know, the balance between the two. And, you know, for us, you know, we've been looking, we've made no secret about it. We've been looking to find, you know, a solution to, you know, an American Hockey League situation that would be, you know, something that we'd be comfortable with for the short term and the long term. And being able to balance, you know, the practice time, being able to balance, you know, the call-up time, the lead time that you need from a call-up, the, you know, just the sheer travel distance between Winnipeg and St. John's, you know, was something that, you know, as we went through the process, we could see was something that we wanted to address sooner rather than later. So this is, you know, this is a great option for us, and we're really looking forward to you know, beginning the next chapter in our American Hockey League development standpoint.
One quick follow-up, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Will you call the team the Manitoba Moose?
Well, from a whole rollout of the business aspect, from a branding standpoint, you know, certainly, you know, again, there's going to be lots of questions and there's going to be lots of answers that are going to come in due course. You know, right now, I'll talk about the hockey side of it, from a branding and from a, you know, ticket sales and business, you know, standpoint, we're going to have a full rollout, you know, in due course. So at this point in time, you know, we're not making any commitments, you know, from a brand standpoint, and I think we'll have a big splash when, you know, when things do get rolled out in the future.
Thank you.
Chevy, how long is, like, I guess commitment is the wrong way to put it, because, you know, you own the team and the building. You know, is this a long-term plan, or is this a wait and see and maybe go to Thunder Bay or maybe go somewhere else? How long do you think this will last?
Well, certainly, you know, you enter into every agreement with your eyes wide open in every situation, you know, with expectations that, you know, it could be something that lasts a long time. So this market here was a fantastic American League market, and, you know, certainly it has proven itself well, you know, time over here that it's a great hockey market for the National Hockey League, and we think there'll be a tremendous amount of excitement and different opportunities for, you know, for people to experience, you know, hockey here at the professional level. So it is something that, you know, again, could be something that is here for a while, but we'll evaluate that as we go. And I think there'll probably be some more questions that are answered in that in the whole rollout of the business side of it. But, you know, again, we have a world-class facility. Mm-hmm. We're going to be doing, you know, some unbelievable things, you know, inside the building to enhance the, you know, the package from the on-ice and the off-ice experience that, coupled with a lot of the changes that we've made in the building already, and we think it's a great time to showcase ourselves. You know, we've got some young prospects that are going to be turning pro this year. We're going to turn a large amount of prospects pro that will experience the American Hockey League for the first time. And in our draft and develop model, this is a crucial step, you know, along the way. We talked about drafting well. Now we have to, you know, we've talked about developing well, and this is going to give us another opportunity to see our young players develop right in front of us.
Kevin, Kelly Moore from CJOB. With respect to how busy the building already is and that there is a number one tenant in it, how difficult do you think it will be, or will it be difficult as far as scheduling is concerned for a second team?
Well, there's been a lot of due diligence that has been done on that, and you know, the interesting thing, the difference between between scheduling from a National League standpoint and scheduling from an American League. I can't really speak for the concert business, but I can kind of see how the two things intertwine. And your dates from the National Hockey League standpoint, they've been given a long time ago. Our dates for next year, are well in the works of building a schedule, for the coming season. Mm-hmm. You know, once you get that season in place, then your building kind of opens up. So, when the American Hockey League comes in, I guess if you remember years past, the schedule doesn't come out until a lot later because in the American Hockey League, there's several buildings that have a dual tenant, but it's usually basketball. And which basketball schedule is even later than hockey schedule. So I guess where I'm coming from is that there's a lot of available dates where buildings should open. And once the basketball schedule announced the NBA side of things, the American Hockey League schedule gets put in. You look at your building schedule and you see a lot of openings as well for concerts that generally commit between the two times. So I guess it's a long answer to that. We really think that this is a great opportunity to add more hockey dates to a building and really not substantially lose concert venues. But again, that's more of the business side of it that they'll probably speak to at greater time when we roll out the whole package.
I think this might qualify as a hockey question. I certainly hope it does. And what kind of challenges they're having two teams on the same ice surface, whether it's 38 extra home games, and then the practices and the morning skates that are involved.
Well, certainly there's going to be some logistical things that are going to have to be worked out. But again, we're well equipped with the Iceplex facility being as state of the art as it is. With respect to four ice sheets and the availability of practice time. So, utilizing obviously the MTS Center, utilizing the Iceplex with more fuller capacity, there's going to be a unique way of making sure that both teams' needs get served. And this is an important move for us. From American Hockey League standpoint, the practice time, the development time, the teaching time is going to be really, really important. And having the ability to whether it's to drive to the Iceplex to watch the American Hockey League team practice, or having people like Mike Keane or Jimmy Roy being able to interact with the players and the development side of it on a more regular basis on an easier time. Again, there's just so much synergy between having this. We're excited to have this proposition unfold.
Kevin, it's Paul Fried and Winnipeg Sun. Moving a franchise even at the AHL level, obviously not an ideal or easy thing to do. What conditions or developments would cause this to be short term only, and what conditions or developments would lead to this being long term?
Well, I think a lot of those things serve to the business side of it. With respect to the short term and the long term, but there are if other markets do open up over the course of time, certainly that's something that you're always keeping a mindful eye on. But we're approaching this. Certainly from my standpoint anyway, that we're going to dig in and we're going to try and make this, a home that lasts for a long time. I think you'll see some different infrastructure things, starting to take place, certainly in the bowels of the MTS Center from a dressing room standpoint, some enhancements, to speak of, I guess, at the Iceplex in order to house, another professional team. So you're going to see building going on, I guess, is going to, certainly cement the commitment for the short term and again, hopefully for the long term. But moving a franchise is not an easy thing, even though that, we and a lot of people in True North Sports and Entertainment moved two franchises in a very short period of time. Behind the scenes, there's a lot of work to do. There's, the business package that will be rolled out will be extensive, but just the sheer logistics of it. Certainly the season is still going on. And now you get a chance to dot the I's and cross the T's without the pressure of being in the middle of summer. But nevertheless, there's still a lot of important work, including playing in St. John's right now. The Ice Caps are in the stretch run there, and fighting for a playoff spot. And so certainly that's an important thing for them as well.
So is your commitment to more than one season right now?
Yeah, it's right now that's the approach, that it's going to be more than one season. But beyond, you know, several seasons, you know, I guess we'll wait and see. But, you know, certainly with the amount of work that's going to be put in, the building that's going to be done, we're really, you know, we're looking at this as certainly beyond one season.
Thank you.
Kevin,
it's Brian Munch from TSN 1290. Just from a young player's standpoint, how big is this for them where they have the opportunity where if all of a sudden you need a guy, you can bring them in and you don't have to worry about the air travel, and even if it's just for one game and then you drop them back into the American League, just that one opportunity where you can just go down the hall and bring a guy in?
Well, you know, when you're calling up a player, you want him to be at his best. You want him to be able to show his best. And, you know, several times we've had to put a player on at 5:30 in the morning, Newfoundland time, in order to get them, you know, to Winnipeg in order to play that night. And, you know, so certainly, again, it's tough. And, you know, I think the adrenaline that the, you know, the young players have when they do get that opportunity certainly, you know, helps them overcome it. But having the ability, again, you know, to have them close by, to be able to watch them, for them to know that, you know, again, you know, there could be a, you know, who knows the day that, you know, Paul Maurice might be sitting in the stands watching him that night. And, you know, again, those things are so important, you know, from a young player's perspective, having, you know, played in the American Hockey League myself. And I remember when, you know, when you knew management or coaches or the like were in the building, it was a special feeling, you know, from a young player's standpoint. So, you know, again, we're going to look to do the best we can on the development side of it. This is going to be an exciting step for us.
Kevin, Patrick Williams, NHL.com. Was the fact that so many of the Western Conference teams are moving their franchises close to home for next season, does that accelerate this decision for you at all?
Well, we've been looking, you know, for a while. Again, we haven't made any secret about that. Different options. We've looked at a lot of different cities. I've personally visited a lot of different cities and trying to see if there's a match, you know, from a business standpoint and from a travel standpoint and from a location standpoint. And, you know, it's interesting. A lot of times when we'd come back or we'd have, you know, our debriefing meetings, you know, the conversation always turned, you know, back to, well, what about Winnipeg? And, you know, again, so when the opportunity presented itself that, you know, the St. John's Ice Caps were going to get an opportunity to have another team go in there, you know, everything just kind of fell into place very quickly, but very neatly. And again, excited for the you know, the people of St. John's that they get an opportunity to extend their American League experience. And from our standpoint, we're excited to bring our American League team home.
The California teams, correct me if I'm wrong, they're going to play 60 games, I believe. How many games will your team play?
Well, the California teams, I'm not totally certain on the number they're going to play. I think it might be more than 60, but I think it'll be less than, you know, than the 76 on slate.
Right?
Yeah, than the 76 on slate. So from our standpoint, you know, we're actually not joining that part of you know, the Western Conference. I think the conferences and the division alignments, you know, still need to be worked out. As you can appreciate, there has been a lot of moving parts, you know, from the American Hockey League standpoint, and certainly, you know, shuffling of franchises will entail a detailed scheduling matrix and a detailed conference alignment. But we will not be part of that, the Pacific division, I guess, so to speak. But again, that doesn't necessarily mean we won't play them down the line. We'll play in line with what the rest of the American Hockey League is playing.
Breakdown.
I'm sorry.
Anything else, guys?
Sure. Paul Friesen again here, Kevin. Is there any history of NHL and AHL teams sharing a building?
Well, I don't know if there's this history per se on a regular basis. Back in the Philadelphia days, they played across the street from each other, played a handful of games, you know, in the American Hockey League, the National Hockey League building. When the Phantoms, you know, were there, obviously the Toronto Maple Leafs have them in the same city. But I believe San Jose is going to do it as well this year, where they're going to play their American League games in the National Hockey League building. So I don't know that there's a tremendous amount of history with it. There has been some, you know, some handful of games that have been played, but we think we're in a unique circumstance here because even in those buildings, they had dual tenants already. They had basketball and they had NHL hockey with with the MTS Center and with the venue that it is, we think there's lots of capacity for the American Hockey League team and the National Hockey League team to run concurrently and still be able to provide the level of entertainment that we've been able to provide as True North since the inception of the building.
And do you have any sense, anecdotally, research-wise, about the appetite for an AHL team, how that maybe has changed here in the last 5 years?
Well, again, there has been different studies that have been done, I think, over the course of time with respect to what other team work here, whether it be a junior team or whether it be, this type of situation. And I think that, just when you talk to general people and you see, the kids that are able to come to the different events that you don't necessarily see them at, maybe the regular season NHL guest game, but, when the skills competition happen or just any open practice or anything that you can see, happening at the Iceplex, and when you see the young kids involved, this will help to take it back to grassroots, from a group standpoint, I think it'll be an exciting thing. From a family standpoint, I think it'll be very exciting. But we think from a pure fan perspective, the opportunity to see some of our young players growing up before their eyes and then getting that opportunity to play for the Jets, it's kind of what we're all about here. We're about, taking these young players from the draft through the development to be integral parts of our team. And where else is there a better opportunity to show them what Winnipeg is all about and what being a Winnipegger is, the culture of our city, the passion of our fans, than having them come here and do it right at home.
Kevin, Alicia Dacey from Metro Winnipeg. What are your attendance projections for the team?
Well, I don't know that, I'm prepared to sit here and tell you exactly what the attendance projections are. I think that from a business standpoint, there'll be a branding and comprehensive ticket package and that rollout at a certain point in time in the near future. So, but again, we do believe that there is a good market here of people that were real fans of the American Hockey League team. The young kids, again, getting the opportunity to see these young players grow, being able to provide another team to go out in the community to help grow different aspects like, the Winnipeg Jets True North Foundation. There's just so many different avenues where the city is going to be able to benefit and the true hockey fan is going to be able to benefit as well.
Kevin, Patrick Williams again. Is Thunder Bay still on your radar at all, or is that something that is looking less likely?
We're going to put all our focus into making the American Hockey League a viable option here for many years to come. And that's our first and foremost thought process at this point in time. Now, having said that, there's always moving parts in different markets. And as you can see, the marketplace shifts quite dramatically at the American Hockey League level, very quickly. So, with regards to Thunder Bay, I'm not exactly sure where that project is, but certainly we'll keep our eyes and ears open, to what the marketplace is around us, if we do decide that, the best course of development, would be to look elsewhere. But, we're pretty excited about this. And I think, again, once you see the package and once you get to experience, having the American League back here, I think it'll be a great experience for everyone.
And does your experience in Chicago with the Wolves, and then when you look around, you look at Toronto, and you look at Philly, how they managed to make it work for many years, does that give you confidence that you can make it work here?
Well, again, for me, this is all about the Winnipeg Jets. And, the opportunity to have our young players in a development environment that we're going to be excited about, in a development environment where they can see what the passion and the commitment that there is to the Winnipeg Jets in this market. That should only fuel their hunger to want to take that next jump and play for the actual Jets. So I don't look at any other parallels other than the fact that we believe this is a great step in the development of the Jets franchise.